Good afternoon, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is your daily news. A suspect has been arrested in Vendée after the violent assault of a man carrying a stretcher outside of Chalon Hospital last weekend. The man was badly beaten by a group of individuals who complained that their relative had not been admitted for treatment fast enough. He suffered serious injuries and was taken into intensive care. His condition has now improved. An investigation in Paris has taken an unexpected turn after a body with a bullet in the head was found in the rubble of a building that had burned down on Paris on Sunday evening. Witnesses say they heard a series of explosions before the fire broke out. Three people died in the blaze. The funeral of Shemshedin, the 15-year-old who was killed after being beaten up in front of his school, will be taking place this afternoon, and a white march in his memory will be held on Friday in Viry-Châtillon. Four people have been charged with murder. Today, senators will be looking at a bill that would limit public transport strikes during certain periods. The bill's supporters say this would guarantee that public transport services continue during periods such as the Olympic Games, whereas detractors say this is a deliberate attack from the right wing on the right to strike. And finally, for people wanting to access certain areas of Paris during the Olympic Games, QR codes will be required. The Minister of the Interior, Gérald Darmanin, has confirmed the scheme that will mean residents will have to register on an online platform from May the 10th. Limited access areas will include the banks of the Seine, the surroundings of the Trocadéro and the Grand Palais. You've been listening to today's news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.